Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
What really pisses me off? Well, every fucking morning I look forward to listening to the Rise Guys radio fucking show, and it's a goddamn rerun from yesterday. Like, I don't give a fuck. I listened to that already. Like, if you're going to do a fucking rerun for a show, at least do one from last fucking week then. Damn, not day before. Fuck. I don't want to hear the same goddamn shit I listened to yesterday. Fuck, I want to listen to something new. I enjoy listening to y'all talk and converse, you know, and God, all the other crazy shit y'all fucking do. I mean, I listen to you every morning. I don't want to hear the same fucking shit I heard yesterday. I know on the weekends when y'all off, you do that shit, and that's fine, but goddamn, you all fucking today? Really looking forward to hearing y'all, listening to y'all, but I'm not going to listen to the same fucking shit I just listened to yesterday. Y'all off today, too? Shit. I mean, what time y'all go into work? 5? You get off at 10? I'd love to have only 5 hours to work every fucking morning, but y'all can't even show up today. I mean, what the fuck?
God damn it, 9. Every motherfucking week, you bitch, you moan, you motherfucking groan like a little bitch-ass girl talking about losing this on damn football picks and shit. Always trying to change the rules to your motherfucking advantage. You know what? You pick to win or you don't pick to win. It's the motherfucking win the game and not have to do the motherfucking shit at the end of the week. Alright? Peace, bitches. Love you.
Good morning, Rise Guys. So, my complaint is these dumpster divers. I'm a manager of a retail establishment, and online they glorify it. They say you're going to find prizes. Well, there are no treasures in my dumpster, I promise. So, these assholes go in my dumpster, and it's not that they're looking through my dumpster, but they toss all the damn trash out to see what's in the bottom of the dumpster. They throw trash everywhere. If they get interrupted, there's piles here, there's piles there, there's piles every fucking where. They think there's something in there, I guarantee you. There is not anything worth having in my dumpster. So, these dumpster divers that are online telling everybody, hey, go through the dumpsters, you'll find great treasures. Fuck these guys. There's nothing in my trash. Damn it. There's nothing in there. Stay out of my goddamn dumpster.
What's up, Rise Guys? This is P1 Frisky Donkey. All I need to say is fuck you to whatever fucking radio station fucks up the Rise Guys for me every goddamn morning. I miss fucking Facebook fussing every goddamn week because these stupid sons of bitches come in over top of y'all in my fucking airways. Get the fuck off the radio, get the fuck off the airways, and get the fuck out of the upstate. The upstate don't need shit but the Rise Guys. Love y'all, man. Have a good one.
To the stupid fucking bitch that belongs back in Cleveland, Ohio, from Hickory, North Carolina. You dumb ass twat. Take your ass back to Cleveland with your sorry ass fucking ball team. Fuck you, Cleveland. Tickle it, Rise Guys. Love you.
Hey, boss at work, whose name I will not mention, fuck you, fuck your high goddamn expectations, my family stands before my job, and if you think any fucking different, then you can tell me to my fucking face. You want to fire me? Fire me. Don't fucking dance around it anymore. I'm done with your shit. Have a great Friday, guys. Love y'all.
Listen here, that bitch playing the dinosaur game y'all played the other day was cheating like a motherfucker. How in the hell did you guys not realize she was cheating? Every time she was asked a question, she asked you to repeat it and literally take about 5 to 6 seconds before she even answered. She clearly was looking up the fucking answers, which is sad because that should have been easy as hell. How the fuck did y'all let her get away with that shit? That was the most obvious cheating I've seen since Paige started cheating on Pigskin Pigs. Like, goddamn, guys, come on. That's some bullshit. Fuck her.
A goddamn dog gets fucking loose. Let me remind you, this is the 5th fucking time this bitch has got loose. She takes her fucking chain and her goddamn steak with her, so it'll be the 5th fucking chain and the 5th fucking steak that I have to fucking buy to replace. I tried the kennel thing and didn't feel right because we worked all day and shit in there and shit, can't use the bathroom. So I felt bad. But, you know, let's put her back outside, get her some cedar shavings for a dog ass when it gets cold, she's warm. That way she can piss and shit when she wants to instead of laying in the kennel all the fucking time. Well, goddamn, She takes off, breaks her fucking chain, has trash drug out all over my backyard, got the underpinning from her trailer in the back of the house all knocked down so we could freeze to fucking death too, I guess. Bitch, fuck you, dog. Wherever you are, I hope you stay there. And if somebody has you, if they don't want to keep you, they need to fucking let you loose with your chain and your goddamn steak. Because whoever the fuck keeps taking the steak and the chain off of you and letting you loose to come back home is really pissing me off. Like, goddamn. If you find my fucking dog and she's got a steak and a chain on her, then, don't take the chain off of her and let her go and keep my shit. Fucking bring her back home with her chain, with her fucking steak, because I ain't gotten the means to tie her up without it, stupid fucking thieving goddamn bastard.
I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.